Exercise 8, page 87.
Sergeant Davis, earlier you told us that you've been doing this job now for over 30 years. So, is this the only job you've had?
Well, when I first left school, I joined the army, and they trained me as an explosives technician. But I quickly realized that it wasn't for me. I learned a lot there, especially about explosions and fires. I just felt that I would prefer to use my physique and skills to help people, rather than to blow things up and so on. So I left and joined the fire brigade here in London, where I began to train with some of the best.
So how old were you then?
I was still only 21 when I joined.
Today you are, of course, a bit older. Do you find the pace a little difficult sometimes?
Obviously, I am not as fit as I was then, but I rarely feel tired. I simply love doing what I do and wouldn't dream of doing anything else. And to be honest, okay, the younger guys take care of me in dangerous situations. We all watch out for each other here.
What is the most dangerous situation you have been in?
There have been many dangerous moments, and it would be difficult to measure their levels of danger. Sometimes we can be inside a burning building when the roof starts falling in around us, and it's pretty scary. But we try to avoid such situations, and so we are trained to prevent them. But sometimes things happen, you know. But I don't think I've ever felt that my life was at risk because we regularly train for these situations.
So what is the most difficult part of your job?
I think you can imagine that it is very difficult to fail to save someone. And there have been moments when I was very depressed because of this. But it passes. And I know that we save a lot more than we lose, so it is worthwhile.
So have you ever considered leaving?
Honestly, yes. But only for very short moments. I once thought that I should retire early and do something less challenging. But at the end of the day, I don't think I would want to do anything else. You know, there is great job satisfaction here. Despite the ups and downs.
I am sure there is. You guys do a great job. Thank you for talking to me.
You're welcome.